If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
You know, we do the news and you hear about crime in Chicago and people busting into stores. And I'm sorry about the timing of that, because actually there was a nice story in the paper this morning about how Hermes is opening up its store on Oak Street. If you go to Russian Oak, that's a very busy Gold Coast neighborhood with high-end stores. And as much as we hate to see the vacancies on Michigan Avenue, the reporting in the paper today was that a lot of the retailers are filling that area. And the hope is that it'll spill over into North Michigan Avenue. And there were just a lot of encouraging words in the story, not just about Hermes, but also about other stores that are going on to that area. I'll just read in part from the paper. The prosperity along Oak Street may bring some relief to the Magnificent Mile, which is struggling with a number of empty storefronts. As retailers jostle to secure the few remaining Gold Coast spots, some may start giving a second look to North Michigan Avenue, which has seen a lot of available space and cheaper rents. In fact, it's like 25% availability on North Michigan Avenue. Retailers are set next year to fill several vacancies along the Magnificent Mile. Aritzia will occupy 49,000 square feet at 555 North Michigan Avenue, the former home of The Gap. Aloe Yoga will open a store at 717 North Michigan Avenue. A Swedish apparel retailer, H&M, will take over the long-vacant former Apple store from 679 North Michigan Avenue, and there are more examples like that. Let's talk to John Vance a little bit about this. Hey, John, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. John is a principal at Stone Real Estate Corporation. You were quoted in that story. What else do you want to say about what's happening over there, John?
I think it's important to note, specifically for the Mag Mile, that today, literally today, the avenue looks vacant because there is a lot of vacant stores, but that when Aritzia and H&M and Aloe Yoga open, and that will hopefully be in the first quarter of 2024, the avenue will look better than what it does today. And that's important because it really is all about the visual. And it's important to realize that, because most things in real estate are trends. And right now, the Gold Coast is on a very solid, positive trend with Hermes renovating the store again. It's going to open soon. It'll look great. There's Cartier has its signage across the street up, because they will open in the first quarter of 2024. But good things have already started happening for the Mag Mile recovery. Visually, it's hard to see it, but it's happening. There's been a lot of negative news, and some of it is valid, some of it is not, but the positive that people want on the avenue, it's already in motion, and that's good for the avenue and it's good for the city.
Why is it happening now?
Those three transactions, they were long vacant, and those three retailers are doing well. And the transaction, or the opportunity for a transaction, it was finally, after a long time, those three landlords and those three tenants were able to work a deal, because it was both parties were in mode of, okay, it's and really the landlord got into a position intellectually and emotionally of this is the deal that we have to do.
Okay.
And it's hard to get there. But when they got there, they got there. Those are three very significant vacancies that are going to be filled.
Yeah. I think when the pandemic hit and the violence hit after George Floyd, et cetera, and Chicago wasn't alone in seeing a whole host of things work against downtown retailers like that, that some of these businesses, when their leases expired, just chose not to renew. And you wondered what sort of negotiations were going to take place between maybe the people that own those buildings and the people that lease this space. You've got to come to a new sort of accommodation. It sounds like that's what you're talking about here.
That is true. And the Avenue had a tremendous resurgence during the Great Recession. And interestingly enough, specifically Oak Street during the Great Recession was in trouble. And the resurgence of the Avenue during the Great Recession was because retailers drastically cut back their store expansion count, and the stores they were going to do needed to generate high revenue. And for the most part, high streets, like the Mag Mile, generate high revenue. And with the shift of retail, specifically the introduction of the internet into how retailers sell,
yeah,
that had significant effects of how they do business, one of which is those stores do not need to be as large as the spaces are.
Yeah.
And the Avenue has some difficulties, as all high streets across the country, but the most significant one for real estate transactions is a retailer who has the power to go onto the high street is saying, I don't necessarily need 50,000 square feet. I need 20,000 to 25,000 square feet. And many of the spaces on the Avenue are not geared to that size.
I wonder, though, if you're selling jewelry or high-end bags or, you know, $500 scarves, you don't need a lot of floor space. I get that. And and you can make it on the sale of those items because they're expensive and there's plenty of people with a lot of money still. We still have a K-shaped recovery. I wonder, though, if a Gap can make it on Michigan Avenue or North Michigan Avenue. Do those sorts of, you know, mid-level retailers have a future on that street?
In my opinion, the Magma was really all for mid-level, or whatever the word is. There are three global fashion powerhouses on the Avenue: Burberry, Tiffany, and Ralph Lauren. There is also Gucci and Louis Vuitton. But people have thought, you know, the Mag Mile really stops at 875 North Michigan Avenue, and the Michigan Avenue blocks north of 875. That's really an extension to the east of the Gold Coast, because where luxury wants to be.
It has a different feel. It has a different feel than south of there. I get that.
Absolutely. And so the Avenue is much more accommodating to a wider customer base.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gold Coast is more than luxury, but it's the contemporary brands that mix well with luxury, not necessarily with a brand that is more for a broader audience. And both trade areas coexist very well, but they are separate in the primary customer that they serve.
Well, and the North and Oak Street would probably recover more readily right now because, as I said a moment ago, those are beautiful places and spaces. There's a high-end hotel there, and some people still have money to spend. The last thing I just want you to comment on, John, is how willing people are to come into those areas. Do you think that is shifting as well?
The area of the Mag Mile or the Gold Coast or both?
Yes, both.
Both. I think people are willing to come into solid downtowns like Chicago. This is not the first time in our history that urban centers are viewed as, oh my gosh, there's a lot of negativity going on. There is a history is repeating ourselves here. And some of it has actually occurred, and some of it is, I don't want to say incorrect, but it's more perception than what is really happening on the street.
Yeah. John Vance is a principal at Stone Real Estate Corporation. He's quoted in the story today about the revitalization of Oak Street and maybe North Michigan Avenue as well. Let's hope it trickles all around. It's nice to talk to you, John. Good luck, and thanks for visiting with us.
Thank you.